is no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Now, I'd like to announce today a miracle has happened. Yesterday, I went to the tomb, and the rock was still in front of the entrance. But I still smelt the distinct smell of pork coming from behind the rock, so I knew someone was cooking in there.
The piggy lives! The piggy lives! Oink, oink, oink! Suey! Suey!
That's right, baby.
My biggest joke of the year, everyone laughed at it, is proven to be false.
Yes, your biggest joke of the year was pretending I'm dead?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Thanks?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot?
That's where we're at.
Man, so, you know, it's interesting. You know, I didn't get a chance to listen to the show. Not a fan. But the, I was... But it's interesting just, you know, existing and then people just like DMing me RIP.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, dude. It's a good, honestly, it's nice for you to see the outreach before you die.
Yeah.
Because nobody, you will never know. You'll never know how many people love you when you die.
People mildly cared that I died.
They actually sort of were concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't believe me. Obviously, they shouldn't.
No, why should they believe you?
But also, it was fun. I got to feel, it was nice to miss you.
Mm-hmm.
You ever do that with Julie?
What, pretend she's dead?
No. Like, when you go away from each other, and this is nice, because it's nice to miss.
Yes.
You and I are joined at the penis.
It is a bit much, the amount of time we spend together.
We spend so much time to the point where I forget you're there.
Yeah, no,
that's
it is
how,
one of those things.
Yeah, we're just there. I just go like, Ed, like in my home at night. I go, Ed, and you're not in my home.
No, thank God.
No, God, because if you were, there's something going on.
It is interesting, though. I will say, like, ever since, like, we've started spending this much time together, we have been spending less time at each other's homes.
Oh, I don't see you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We never hang out anymore. No, we work. No, we hang on the road.
On the road.
That's
yeah,
a problem.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We'll
yeah,
get
yeah,
back to it. We'll yeah, get back yeah, to it. This yeah, whole yeah. thing will end at some point. Yeah. Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
I am alive.
He is
yes.
alive, and it is good.
Resurrected.
Yeah.
Yes.
Put the erect in resurrected.
Ed's erected.
Ugh.
You like that?
No. Resurrect Ed.
Resurrect Ed.
Thank you. Put it
yes,
on there.
Thank
put
you.
It on
thank
there.
You. Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
I love the episode.
You know,
it's already done.
Called writing on the fly, punching each other's up.
Well, okay. Now, we got a couple of... I don't have any updates. I'll catch you up.
No updates?
No,
well, I heard the guy was back in the road.
Well, we talked a little bit about the silent man from the UK.
I fucking love this guy.
He's back. I got a lot of messages after talking about his resurgence and his reclaiming the title mm-hmm. of the most silent, fattest man in England. And a lot of people said they think David Hampson might be trying to rig the system.
What?
And I was like, what? Because everyone's like, no, he's just doing it to get three hots and a cot.
Yeah.
Right, he's just trying to eat.
That's also... not that great.
No. Well, this is the thing. Think about what they serve the free citizens of the UK.
I know.
Can you imagine what they serve in the UK jail?
I don't
when
think
when they get
it's...
their tribbins. You want a pile of tribbins?
I'm sure that's real blood in the pudding.
Yeah, you want some white? I got a bucket of white. I got a bucket of grey. Like, that's all David Hampson is. I mean, maybe he wants the chip beef from the UK prison system. Maybe he's got a taste for it.
What do you think? 45 pounds on that head?
Oh, buddy.
At least, right?
His lips alone are like 7 pounds. And he's got the fattest eyelids I've seen on someone that's not a professional
yeah.
fighter.
He looks like Butterball, by the way.
That's
it's not
who it is.
Chatterbox, Butterball.
Yeah, I know, Butterbean. I know. Butterball's the Cenobite.
He also does look like Butterbean, though.
He does look like
who's Butterball, the turkey?
From the Cenobite from Hellraiser, he's the fat Cenobite.
Oh, he does! He'd be great at that! That guy doesn't talk either!
At all.
That's amazing! He should do this!
I'm calling Hollywood!
Call Hollywood.
Hello, Hollywood. Are the Jews in?
Yeah.
Let me ask. I got a silent fat guy for you.
I got Butterball on the phone.
You got the pot. You're the fattest, most silent thing I've heard on the phone all day. Yeah, it's amazing. But yeah, we talked about him.
Great.
I think the other big update we made was, what was the other big one from
last
week?
We talked about the mini lights,
which was technically just gators.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the, really quickly, in St. Pete, Florida, there is a cryptid known as the mini lights. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about this at all?
No, but I know that gators' lights, eyeballs light up when you shine a light on it.
We pretty much assume that it's alligators at this point. I talked about it with Natalie last week.
Is it like two little red lights all over the water?
It's little white lights, and they say, well, largely it is the homeless slash more of like essentially on the lower, on the economic side, people of St. Petersburg, Florida, that they say that they would hear these mini lights, don't come out tonight. They would do this thing where they would say this rhyme to each other, and that apparently you could say it at the, you could call the mini lights to you, and they would warn them to not let the kids out near where all the drainage like little areas were, but it was more of a way to scare people.
Sounds like gators.
Yeah, it was trying to get children away from the alligators.
Did they make the gator noise? You know how to call? No, it's... If you want to call gators late at night...
Oh, that's what Sasha Gray was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know she was making gator noises.
She's a big gator fan.
Big gator. Apparently.
Yeah.
She can take three gators at once. Miss Sasha Gray, where you at?
Dude, when was the last time you've seen an alligator's erect penis? It's a... Rob, please pull
it
up.
What time is it?
Yeah, please... Please.
Alligator. I think it's been
penis.
At least a fortnight.
Yeah, we're going to need an image search. Look at that puppy, dude. Look at that fucking thing.
I hate that, man.
Woo!
You know what it is? I don't like a penis that when it's out, it's covered in blood.
Yeah, no, it is one of them. It is one of them. It's not supposed to be out. It's supposed to be in. And those fuckers, they fucking rail, dude.
I'm mad.
Yeah, get mad.
I don't want to see this.
Look at them balls, dude.
I don't fucking like them on men.
Dude, can we actually, you know what? I don't think I've ever like really seen an alligator vagina. Can we do that real quick?
Why not? This point, why not? It's an audio exercise.
Wow. Very similar.
Wow, that takes it, huh?
Yep.
I can't believe that.
Hey.
Looks like a regular Barbara Bush.
Those poor ladies.
I've seen that on a couple of first ladies.
Oh, yeah. That's a Coach purse right there.
That's a reptilian envelope.
I just downloaded it by accident.
Yeah, great. Good.
There you go.
Good. Great. On the work computer? Awesome. Go, set it as the background. That's going to really help.
It's just, he's the only one who uses it.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah, you just have to stare at yourself every day and be like, am I at work now? Oh, not till I see the alligator pussy.
Also, Grant Gordon last week, on the biggest reveal of the week.
What'd he do?
He says he doesn't look at porn anymore. He just masturbates by sensation.
Really?
Which is sick.
Yeah, what is he, Bob Ross?
I think it's what's holding him back career-wise.
I said
this to him on the show.
But this
is actually, I got some emails on this.
I talked to one guy about porn, and he was like, what's your Google search? I was like, boobs? Like, I don't know. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
sometimes I'll have a specific, you know, there's an idea that I'm looking for. There's a thing I want to complete. There's a story I want to see.
He said he searches love.
I was really mad.
Love is the one thing I have.
Can you imagine?
I got nothing else.
Pornhub. Honestly, do it right now while we're looking this up. Look up love on Pornhub and see if there's just one beautiful story on there.
I just don't want to, like... when I'm watching porn, I don't want them to like make eye contact.
No, I like to be nice.
Yeah, no, of course. I don't want them like choking each other or anything, but like.
No, this is just pornography.
Romantic date with sex.
Yeah, get that off of there. That's stupid.
I think it's usually when you write the word love, it's a code for the people are more attractive.
That is like more homosexual than gay porn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. But I got a very interesting email from someone, from an asexual person. Because they talk about how asexuality, it happens in about 1% to 2% of the population.
Yeah.
And this person
still got to jerk off, I imagine.
Well, this person actually said this, that it was interesting. It's actually the same percentage as redheads and people born with serial killer tendencies, right?
So thank God.
But, you know, it's prevalent.
Hold
it's
on.
There.
You're telling me there's as many serial killers as redheads?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. True redheads. Not like me.
No, you are.
Like, I'm more of a strawberry blonde, and but if you look downstairs, you see it gets gray. Pretty brown.
Oh, brown and gray.
Yeah. Real brown.
Yeah, the most upsetting colors.
Oh, yeah, worst ones.
Yeah.
Senator Brown.
Yes, it's Jandruff colored.
It looks like an old pair of World War II socks color.
How come pubes don't get dandruff?
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
And don't send pics if they do.
No, actually, if you could, that'd be great. So we have here, so asexuals say here they lack sexual attraction, but they can have a libido.
Okay.
And I feel like this person was talking about, they started having this like feeling, right? So it wasn't until I stopped trying to imagine sexual things that I began to be able to achieve orgasm. They said that it kind of felt like I'd randomly be turned on and not know what was causing it. This person didn't start masturbating until they were 19 because a friend made fun of me for never touching myself in the shower. Like a 13-year-old who just discovered his penis, I flicked the bean to a wide variety of porn. Nothing did the trick.
Oh, it's a female.
Yes. The first time I took acid, I convinced myself my vagina was going to start talking. I didn't realize I was just horny because I rarely felt that way.
Okay.
So this is what they realized. It wasn't until I stopped trying to imagine sexual things. I listen to music and focus on sensation instead. Now, I can come from all sorts of fantasies, such as turning into a bird or becoming a glowing orb of light that glows brighter and brighter. My go-to for the past decade, this is really interesting, is a real weird one. I turn into a man and get fatter and fatter and fatter until I climax.
Is that what you do?
I would have come so many times. My body would be coming to stop me. My body would be coming, be like, okay, that's good.
How many times do we do this till we start losing weight?
Say when, you know.
That's kind of advanced, if you ask me.
It's deeply advanced. I think it's expert level masturbating.
Yeah, because like you know, anyone can jerk off to cocks and boobs. You know, like
yeah, any idiot,
any fucking piece of shit can jerk off to a wet vagina just dripping, you know, but like you know, this lady, you know, she's flicking it to being a bird.
Yeah, I mean, that's just something else. Native American of her.
The gift of flight.
I know.
Is something to jerk off to.
Absolutely. And the first thing I think of is me. I'm a giant eagle. I'm soaring amongst the Rockies. I look down and I see a family eating a wonderful, wonderful picnic lunch.
I'm going to say legally come on a family.
So there is a name for this, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's called autosexuality.
Autosexuality.
Oh, sure. It's the act of sexual orientation where the person experiences sexual attraction primarily or exclusively towards themselves.
No, this is not attracted to themselves. They're saying that they experience phantom horniness.
Yeah.
And had to figure out how to masturbate without thinking about sex with another human.
I think it's all connected.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
People who jerk off to themselves, those are assholes, right?
No, unless they're Madonna. Madonna said she jerked off to herself.
I would too if I was Madonna. But old Madonna.
Old Madonna. But
well,
she's looking
not new old Madonna. Old Madonna.
Old time new Madonna. Wise. She's still an effervescent woman.
Yeah?
She's absolutely chocked to the rim with botulism, but she is still dancing out there.
Do you remember when those people shot up the Ariana Grande concert?
Oh, I do.
And then like 2 weeks, and then I think it was like 2 days later, Madonna like did a show like in the same town, and she brought out two like McCallick AK-47s and started pointing them at the audience.
No, I remember.
I was like, I like her.
You know, Madonna still got it. She still got it. She's just batshit insane. She's having sex with a 26-year-old dancer. But you know what? You go on, girl.
Yeah, no. Why should she not be?
No, absolutely not. I'd be doing the same thing.
I think, like, you know, these ladies need to be taking back the thing that dudes have been holding for all this time, which is, you know, if you're an older person who's got no relationship, go ahead, date a young man.
Let an older woman discover that young men have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
The way that men discover that younger women have nothing to talk
about. Dude, I went to this 420 party once. It was a High Times party back in New York. And Susan Sarandon came in looking fucking hot.
Yeah.
And she had like a 20-year-old on her arm. And he was gorgeous.
Good for him,
dude. And I was like, you know what? Fuck yeah, Susan Sarandon.
Cash checks.
Get that shit. Bring this little pool boy to the weed party. I'm fucking awesome. All about this.
No,
I love
awesome.
You, Susan Sarandon.
It might have been a grandson. Let's go and cover this first
story. I hope
story.
It wasn't.
Yeah, because of the way they were interacting.
The opinion changes if it was a grandson.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is looking good, too.
Yeah, does she have a young boyfriend?
All right, we're just talking about what makes us horny. Yeah. Now we're just looking at guilt.
Everybody's talking about
it. I will say, I'm glad we were talking about old broads getting horny.
Let's cover this first story.
Live from your grave.
Now, speaking of old broads, now this story made me laugh quite a bit because I obviously got this many times from all of you because you're all immature.
All right.
And I blame you.
United flight canceled over woman's biohazard diarrhea.
Oh, well, now, that happened.
But you know what I like about this is that it happened to a woman. Mm-hmm. Only just because...
She needs the fucking issues.
So easy. No, it's because, like, obviously, when I first saw biohazard diarrhea, I assumed I was going to be looking at a clone of me.
Yeah.
But it's nice because it was actually a cute woman. Megan Reinertsen, she had landed from Portugal. So she went on to her connecting flight. And apparently she was not feeling very good. She said
she looks normal.
She looks utterly normal. She seemed to have an undercooked hamburger.
Mm.
And then she said she did a thing. Well, everybody's doing
TMI.
She
looks Midwest. Oh, yes. She's got a Bengals shirt on. Oh, she's a chili girl.
Oh, well, she's...
She's living that chili life.
Well, you'd think her stomach would be able to handle it, but it didn't.
No.
She said she felt something brewing and things were all bubbling and a pop. It inside of her. We all know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know that dreadful sound, that
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you're like, oh no,
I have 28 seconds.
I have flight ending diarrhea.
Yeah.
So this 30 minutes, she said, into the flight, she made it to the bathroom.
So the plane was in the air.
Yes. She said she was in the room for 90 minutes. In the bathroom for 90 minutes. And she said she had more diarrhea than any human should ever have in her life. She started screaming. Mm-hmm. She's throwing up uncontrollably, shitting out of her pussy, crying. And she's yelling at the flight attendants, "Don't let anybody else in here! Don't let him in here!" And the flight attendants said, "You're right." So they allowed her to stay inside of it.
Yeah.
And she had to hold on to the sides of the bathroom as they landed.
Yeah.
That's how much fucking crazy slippery dookie was sliding out of her, man.
Okay.
And then everybody got deboarded, except for her. She had to be carried out in a stretcher, right? So the plane technically made it.
So it made it.
It made it. They blew this out. They blew this up a bit in the headlines.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
It's a bit of a gotcha.
This isn't even a story.
Well, the problem was the aftermath, which was that. So she's wheeled out. And they are now, she's listening to them to tell the people there that are waiting for this plane now mm-hmm. to leave with them. And they say, this plane is no longer in use. We're going to have to wait for another plane. They said that her dookie lumps made the plane uninhabitable.
But she's only like 130 pounds.
Women can do it too.
But how much shit could possibly be in you that you take down a fucking 737?
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I want the skinniest woman to email me about the biggest shit she's ever taken.
I mean,
that's what I want.
I feel like United.
I want skinny, under 100 pounds. Skinny? That's skinny? 140.
140.
And longest, biggest shit you've ever taken.
Yeah.
If we could.
But that's, you know, that's fine, you know, and all good, but I think, really, the article here should be United couldn't take a woman's worth of shit on their plane and had to get grounded. Why is she taking the heat when their fucking toilet can't handle one woman's amount of shit?
Sounds like a woman just got herself a dookie lawyer.
Yes. This is fucked up.
Yeah.
United to even, like, claim that. Go blow up her spot.
Well, again, this is Vice and New York Post.
Yeah, see, all right, full poo-poo disclosure. People hate this stuff. I was coming back from Africa, okay?
Oh, I think we've even heard this story.
Told you this story, but I don't think I've told it on the show
before.
You don't
have to go into the full detail because, a long story short,
I shit 16 times on a 15-hour flight.
See, and that's a guy that's normal, though. But to me, like, but you didn't even ground the plane, and I've been in the bathroom
after
you.
We were over the ocean.
Yeah.
So there is that. Yeah. There is that. They could have released too. Though I guess we're over the ocean.
No, I don't think they released like that. Apparently that's a myth.
Yeah.
Apparently. But no, you were, to me, I find that interesting is that I've been in the bathroom.
And this wasn't a take on Africa. I got sick off of the food at the airport.
Yes.
I was there for a full week eating like tripe in Soweto and nothing happened to me. I had one fucking beef patty at the airport.
Done.
And I was done.
Well, it shows because it's like, I find that interesting because being in the bathroom after you is not unlike being in the bathroom after, I would imagine, a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
And what that would be like.
Especially on my worst day.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
I stopped going back to my seat.
But sometimes.
I just started like going from bathroom to bathroom and just like going, I got to go to this one now. I'm not going to go back to my seat.
No, you're good. Good.
Yeah.
But this lady, I feel like, you know what's interesting is that sometimes, like, a cute lady can end up being the grossest person you've ever met in your life and you don't know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
they get away with stuff easier.
Yeah, this is the type of lady that's, she could be eating a triple baconator at the Wendy's and sucking it down with a milkshake and she just burns it off in a second by doing 9 Pilates classes in a row. We have no idea what her interior system is like.
I will say, putting on a shirt that reps the city of Cincinnati does not make you seem like you have a clean asshole.
Well, you're just drinking a lot of beer.
Yeah, that's a lot of beer. It's a chili-based society.
Yes.
It's where I go for my ham salads.
No, I know. It's a society that has ham salad.
Yeah. They have different names for their sausages there.
I know.
They have Mets. That's what they call their sausages.
I want to get that. I want to go back.
Yeah, we will. I'm going soon, but, you know, it's good. I'll bring you back something. The Geta. Yeah, see, it's all poo-poo foods.
Well, you know, I just say good luck to her. I hope United gave her some credit.
She's blowing up. TikTok's going crazy. She got 2.2 million likes on.
Oh, great. Oh, so she got that for her diarrhea story?
She's going to hop two of this shit. Watch.
Hey, I hope so. I hope she does do a hakpua.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
Hakpua. Yeah.
I hope so. Speaking of hakpua.
Shit on that shit.
Put some shit on your shit. You can sit inside your shit.
I thought was a really funny story.
I like her.
I do like her. I want her on the show. Can she come on the show?
I'll get her up. What's her name? Invite her to. I'm doing a show in Cincinnati in a couple weeks.
I will
at the Ryan
Geist
Brewery.
I'd love for her to come. Yeah, we'll make sure she has a toilet.
And I won't blow up her spot. I'll let her do that in the bathroom.
Fuck yeah! Shit filled pussy!
Hell yeah. Let's get a couple IPAs in this chick.
Ooh, yeah. That lady needs some broccolini. All right, here we go. Now, this is over in Perth.
Oh.
On the other side of the world. Wooraloo prisoners.
The girth from Perth.
Now, they're apparently, so Wooraloo Prison Farm allows these guys to kind of come out and do these sort of like, I guess, volunteer work programs.
Yeah.
And so the prisoners here were a part of the Wooraloo Prison Farm Section 95 program.
Great.
Minimum security prisoners participate in supervised work programs in the community. They said, and they started working, I guess, in this area around an animal shelter.
Okay.
And they thought that thought it was kind of interesting that they were going and they were working in and out and out. And then they found, after the fact, that there was a shed that these guys had been stealing guinea pigs out of the animal shelter.
Yeah.
Butchering them. Fucking cutting their guts out. Bringing them back into prison and cooking them.
Okay.
And they were all eating the guinea pigs. And they're all saying, don't take the guinea pigs from them. They're delicious.
I mean, so I've heard guinea pigs are, of the rodents, the one you'd want to eat.
Well, they were first. I did a little bit of research. So obviously, the Department of Corrections in Perth, they're all like, oh, I can't believe this. This is absolutely horrible, horrible behavior. And you're like, you know, I understand. I actually find it's more of the stealing the animals from the animal shelter.
Yeah, Perth is their Florida.
Yes. It is as outback as you can get. It's the straight, they call them Perthlings for a reason.
Yeah.
Right? And so these guys were all like, you know, according to them, they said the prisoner said it was quite tasty. And then someone was talking to one of the other police officers involved. He said, eating guinea pigs is a surprise. But any of my Section 95 prisoners, we don't encourage them eating off site or give them anything. In this case, there was a deal done, obviously, that will come up in the investigation. So what they're saying is that they were peddling guinea pig meat. It's like, because in prison, everything becomes money.
Yes. No, like, yeah, like salt and pepper is like worth so much fucking money.
You know, like paper to write on.
I went to
books.
Go visit my buddy, and once he pulled out a shampoo bottle full of salt and pepper, and he's like, this is worth like $150 in here.
Yeah, it's huge.
I was like, holy fucking shit.
So, but guinea pig was actually first, it's horrific. Guinea pigs were first raised as edible things.
Okay.
They were supposed to be food to eat. There was mostly eaten in South America.
It's got to be a lot of bones, yeah.
It's in South America, it's a lot of bones. And they said that it's very, I guess now it's more in the indigenous populations. It's a way more like an old school thing.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of reading in various Peru subreddits where they talk about how, like, you'll probably have guinea pig once as a sort of like, you know, oh, what a fun novelty.
I don't think they need to keep the head on when they cook it.
This is the, I feel like it's the presentation is that makes it the worst. Because,
if it was just the legs.
Oh, if it was carved up into a taco, if it was shredded into a taco, you wouldn't know the difference.
There's a reason you eat just frog legs and you don't fry an entire frog.
Well, it's because all the guts and shit. See, this is like, yeah, it's smiling at me. I'm looking at this thing, and it is, like, in America, we are deeply appalled by this because it's a pet, and we view it as a pet. But in certain places of the world, they don't view it like a pet.
No.
And apparently, it doesn't taste all that bad.
No, I've heard it tastes good before.
And that fried guinea pig is the way to eat it, in which they just pop the top, they scoop out its guts, they'll fry it, fur and all.
I don't really have a problem with people eating guinea pigs.
Oh, none. I have no problems eating guinea pig.
I have a bigger problem with people eating real pig.
Well, yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people. There's more of an argument to stop eating pigs.
Pig pig, yes, than guinea pig. Guinea pigs,
yes.
Yeah.
Because guinea pigs are literally just toupees.
Do you have to beep them?
But guinea pigs are just fucking toupees that shit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's nothing to it. I guess what you're saying is the same, is that I just think it would be so bony. And the idea, I don't like, I've had skate, and I don't like skate.
What's skate?
Skate is essentially like it's a ray-like fish. It's not manta ray.
Okay.
But it's something like,
I've had
like,
that.
It looks
yes.
like this.
Oh, okay.
And it's
I
annoying.
I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying to eat, because you gotta scrape the meat off of the fucking bat-like
yes,
tendrils
yes,
in
yes,
it.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes,
it's a pain in the ass. And I feel like guinea pigs is kind of the same way. Fucking pull the guinea pig. I don't know why it's not stewed. I think guinea pig would be much tastier. Stewed, braised, yeah. Like they do raccoon.
Yeah.
No. But what do I know?
I don't have a problem with people eating guinea pig.
None.
And I think the main problem was like
stealing it from the animal.
They
shelters.
Were stealing it.
Yes.
Yes. And if they were breeding them to eat them, that's something the prison should be doing anyway.
Well, I also wonder, they weren't breeding them to eat them. They were pets. They were guinea pig pets, because in this part of the world, like in Australia, they don't eat guinea pig.
Yeah.
You know, they really only eat guinea pig casually. In South America, it seems like in South America. Like,
but like, if you get like someone who's hoarding guinea pigs, what are you gonna fucking do with them? You're gonna kill them anyway.
The guinea pigs.
Yeah. Cause like, all right. So like, Julie just started volunteering at the shelter because she's a good person. And they're on her first.
She volunteers to do the euthanasia, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She's just there to watch them go down.
Cool. Great.
Yeah. But she's like, don't worry about the gas. Don't worry about that. I got my two hands. I choke them. I will look at them.
They call them the garrots. ew.
But
ew.
But
guinea pigs. Some of that's a fucking rough one, dude.
On her first day, they found a hoarder who had over 200 hamsters.
Okay.
So it's like, what the fuck are you going to do with all these hamsters?
I don't know.
What are you really going to do with these hamsters?
I don't know.
They're going to end up just killing them.
Hamsters spread plague.
Yeah. But, you know, if it was like someone who's hoarding a bunch of guinea pigs, instead of just gassing all the fuckers, why not feed the prisoners?
Well, sidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I'd actually love to know people's opinions that if we let's say we found 200 hamsters. I just want to run this by people.
Yeah.
You found 200 hamsters, and there's an opportunity. Gordon Ramsay arrives.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is absolutely exceptional. Absolutely wonderful. I'm going to bring this to my restaurant. And what he does is that he turns those hamsters in the most delicious curried hamster you've ever had.
Yeah.
And we bring it to the homeless population of the city.
I mean, you bring it to me, baby.
No. You have enough. We bring it to the people who need. If we get rid of excess hamsters in our shelters and feed them to the homeless, is that bad. SidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
I think the hard thing it would be just shaving all of them.
Well, you don't got to.
You ever see, what do you mean you don't got to?
You can just nair them.
Dip them in chemicals before you cook them?
The guinea pigs, they fry them hair and all.
Really?
Yeah. It's gross.
Oh, and it just like it
falls off into the oil.
Have you seen a Peruvian guinea pig?
Look at that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Peruvian guinea pig. So tasty.
Yeah. Like
fucking David Lynch or something.
Yeah, he they're Fabios. They're very attractive.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of email on this.
People are going to get mad, but it's, you know, it's not. I mean, as meat eaters, though, I mean, like, why not eat guinea pigs?
Oh, I mean, as a meat eater, I have no problems with it. My main issue is just that because, like,
I don't think I want to eat hamster.
The only reason why I eat a hamster, it just, again, it doesn't sound appetizing. But, again, Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
He shows up and he makes a wonderful hamster etouffee.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you know, like, I'll try it.
One time I was in Gainesville at a pet store, and they had, like, a thing of bald hamsters. Like, and they just looked like little scrotums and shit.
Yeah.
And they were just running around. I picked one up. It felt really weird. It was fucked up. They looked really scary.
Did you eat it like a boa constrictor?
No, I didn't eat nothing. But you could eat, if I was going to eat a hamster, I'd prefer it to be a bald hamster. You know, and then like, you know, but also, no, what bothered me about the bald hamsters was one of them was like bleeding, you know, and it would like cut itself on the wheel or something. And it's just like, man, this is gross.
It's a horrible story.
These are just facts. You know, is this a bald hamster?
You want to eat that?
You can eat this little guy.
It's just like a ball sack.
I mean, yeah. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Again, if it tastes good, I'll eat it. I don't care. The only thing I have misgivings on is dog, only because I got to.
Yeah, I like them too much.
But also, I also feel kind of, well, this is where Natalie
will divorce
me. It's
sea mammals. I don't want to eat sea mammals.
I'm only not eating dog because Natalie will truly divorce me. If I went to a part of the world.
A place where they have like the dog festivals.
And they raise dogs for food.
Yeah.
I probably would try it.
Yeah.
Because I'm there. Yeah. Okay? It's because I'm there and I don't want to be insensitive.
Yeah, you don't want to be an asshole.
No.
What do you think is the tastiest dog? I think Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
I think Golden Retriever. Because I feel like...
Because if it's soul.
Yeah, I feel like things that are loved taste better.
Always.
Free range, you know, that kind of thing. If you treat it with love, you're going to be more delicious to eat.
That's why Jeffrey Dahmer couldn't finish any of those drifter sex workers, because in the end... Their lack of love.
Yeah, they weren't loved.
It fucked up the meat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, let's go
I
to
bet
this.
Michael J. Fox, even with his condition, is delicious.
God, if only if I could get a chunk of that. Well, then that's the story. Well, you remember the conspiracy theory that he got it from eating pigs that ate dead sex workers.
That's right! From what's that guy's name?
Robert Picton.
Yes! Wow, he's the Picton victim.
I still think that's utterly the truth.
Yes.
All right, so I got two stories. Featuring, and the reason why I like these,
I think we need at least one story that's not going to make people upset.
These two should be fine.
All right.
Now, this one is about, these are both senior citizen drama.
Yeah, people don't care about old people.
None.
Yeah.
And so this is senior citizen drama. This is like, it's too much for all these guys. I have no idea why they're getting into this much trouble. Well, they got too much time in their hands.
They regress. They turn back into teenagers.
Yes, I guess. So this happens in one of my favorite cities in the country, boogie down Detroit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Senior citizen shootout.
Whoa!
Detroit love triangle lands 4 in the hospital. So 4 men and a woman who live in a Detroit senior citizen apartment complex were all recovering in the hospital after a love triangle that turned into a violent shootout. Right? The very beginning, right? So the cops came because there was a noise complaint. From the building next door.
All right.
All of a sudden, they're called over to the other place saying, somebody just got shot.
Okay.
And so they went from like, oh, we thinking that this problem was going to be this big old like party that was happening. It was like, no. The problem was at the senior citizen center. They had to go over there. So there was a young man, all right. He was about 70. He's in his early 70s.
He's the youngest.
He was upset that his love interest... 65-year-old woman who they have identified as Johnny.
Cradle robber.
Yep. I know. Disgusting. These age gap relationships disgust me. Right? Johnny was dating a new man at the senior center. A man in his 70s in a wheelchair. And that made the suspected shooter, a man in his early 70s, really angry and jealous. So he showed up. They got into a verbal altercation. He pulled out a gun. Shot him.
So old people could be incels too.
Dude! So this guy, he shot the guy, right? The suspect was then grabbed at. He then shot two other people. And then Johnny, the lady, took the gun from the original shooter and then shot him.
Whoa!
And they all live.
And everyone lives?
And they're all in the hospital,
it's
dude.
A bad ad for the gun maker.
Oh, dude, and this guy...
you can't kill old people?
A witness what? Said this, right? I love this. I love
this. A BB gun?
You're like, I've been here 6 years. I know everything that's going on. It was a love triangle. He said he was going to kill him, and that's what he said he was going to do. I don't mess around like that, right? We're senior citizens. We're supposed to retire. We're supposed to have a good time, drink our daiquiris, said Clark. But, well, you know, there's a lot of going on things here, and I'm surprised it's the first time the cops ever came.
Wow.
And I was like, what the fuck else is going on in there?
Dude, how hot is Johnny? Johnny's got to be very attractive.
I'm actually going to say Johnny's probably about a medium rare. I don't know what Johnny. I don't know how thick the pickings are.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is, you know, Michigan.
Well, it's the Detroit area. You know, it's back. It's back. It's coming back.
Oh, very
it's
much
working
so.
On it. And there's a part of this that kind of like, it's the energy of old heads.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to have. It's good. They've got that feist in them. Think about that. You still care enough about a girl. That kind of makes me sad, almost in a way, though.
Yeah.
That you get so worked up over some other lady that you'd shoot a man. I think you and the other man got to figure out, let's ladies playing us against each other. We need to be gay.
Whoa!
Because you're fucking early 70s, and you've never once...
Yeah.
Who cares anymore? You're not a man or a woman once you hit 70.
It doesn't matter
you're
at
not,
all.
You're not... There is nothing there.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. You can be anybody you're kissing's the same as anybody else.
I imagine the butts get looser, too.
Oh, yeah. I always don't... The idea of her choosing the man... I feel like he was really insulted because his legs work. And he was mad that the man in the wheelchair took his thunder from him, but I don't think he understands that women like a man who listens.
Yeah, and who could take care of them. Yeah, he ain't going nowhere. He's in a wheelchair.
Well, they're all being taken care of by a staff of people.
Yeah. But the guy, the walking guy who flipped out and shot everyone?
Yeah.
He must suck.
That's the thing. How much do you have to suck to get broken up with at the Detroit Senior Center?
Also, I know old people love their guns, but at the senior center...
Why are they allowed to have guns?
There should be no guns at the senior center.
I don't want to... Again, you know, we hate liberty here. That's one of our main tenets at the show is that we hate liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to take these septuagenarians' guns away. But I think that in this case, it's warranted.
Yeah.
I think that you shouldn't have it at a retirement
home. If you can't have a driver's license anymore.
If you're not in the reserves.
Yeah.
Right? Like, honestly, I actually think that there is even a place to rearm the elderly in order to fight our new wars.
After an eye test.
No, not even.
I think a vision test matters.
Imagine if we can finally roboticize the entire army.
Okay.
We can go, we're going to go fight Iran, we're going to fight Africa, and we're going to fight China, right? That's all going to happen next, right?
Yeah.
So I think what we could do is have a mixture of mech warriors, old people, lead barriers.
They're slow.
So you have the old, exactly. They're in front, absorbing the front wave of bullets. Their kids get money from the government.
Yeah.
Mech warriors roll in, apply liberty.
I think that with the modern warfare, if this was the Civil War, I think that...
There's nothing civil about war.
Oh, you're right. If this was the Revolutionary War...
There's nothing revolutionary about war, man.
Back then there was. And I think if it's back then and they still did the lying thing...
Trench warfare.
This would make sense.
Well, yeah, but then we wouldn't need them. We need able-bodied young men.
No, we just need someone to... The first line dies.
Yeah, normally you put... That's where you put, the general's son. That's where you put all the people who don't belong. You
know? Yeah. The first line. That's the old people. That's what... But now with automatic weapons...
That's where I'd go in the new wars.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think that this is a good tactic to win the wars, but...
I'm just trying to get rid of some seven-year-olds.
I mean, it seems like they're doing it themselves.
No, they aren't fast enough, Eddie. They are simply not doing it fast enough. They must kill themselves off faster.
I can't believe that 4 old people got shot and lived.
And lived.
This is crazy.
Honestly, great. It's a really good sign for the healthcare in this country.
I guess so, yeah.
Not really, though.
If you could help an elderly person survive a gunshot, not bad.
Let him go.
So the guy in the wheelchair didn't get shot.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he was stationary.
Okay, so how many people? So
four people got shot. Four people lived.
Two random. Johnny didn't get shot.
Johnny did not get shot.
Fucking Johnny's a badass.
This is what I'm saying. Johnny's the problem.
Johnny's your fucking only real soldier here.
I think Johnny's whipping all these guys up. I'm blaming the woman.
Oh, I like Johnny.
Yeah.
I think Johnny's cool.
No, I'll meet her. Let's get her on the show.
Yeah.
I want her and Hakpu, a girl, to talk. We get Hakpu in here. We get her in here. I say we have a whole called One Hit Wonders of Reality. We bring them in, and then we take them out in the back. We shoot them in the head. Right? Because then they'll hit their peak once they're here.
I agree with this.
Live from your grave.
All right, here's another love triangle.
Ooh.
This is two old people love triangles in a fucking week.
Oh, wow.
So this is, again, polycules are for the young. They're too complicated for boomers.
Yeah.
Couple live with dead threesome party's body even after, quote, chihuahuas began chewing on him.
Ah.
And they love to chew. My little babies love to chew.
One time I passed out drunk at my buddy's house, and this is back in college, and his chihuahua was, I woke up and he was like literally chewing the rope necklace off of my neck.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. And also the chihuahua's right. I shouldn't be having a fucking rope necklace.
Yeah, but he loved you.
I think he liked eating my sweat, and I'm lucky it wasn't my throat.
Yeah. So these guys were married. James David Agnew and Suzanne Ruth Agnew, they were married. And they happen to be living with, I guess, their fuck tripod, James O'Neill, 62.
Okay.
Now, they
say... Wow, an older third.
Dude, it's very... I have no idea what's going on here.
He must have had the money.
He definitely did, because they were arrested for stealing a Social Security check.
There you go.
See, the thing is that they said that they don't believe...
God, he looks younger than them.
It is... This is a rough trio.
They are.
But you notice that's a previous mugshot.
Oh, that's his previous mug. He has a different crime.
Yes. So James O'Neill, who died, they say that they don't think that there's actually anything suspicious about the death itself.
Oh.
They're just saying when they showed up, this starts as a financial crime.
Oh, because they kept collecting his check after he died.
The body stayed in the house.
And nobody was looking for him.
No, so they just started cashing the checks. So James, he had been charged with theft by larceny over $2,000, unauthorized use of a financial transaction device over $2,000, and two counts of introducing contraband to a correctional facility. Oh, no, that's the other guy. I'm sorry, let me take it back. They're both named James. God damn it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, James David Agnew and James O'Neill. So
maybe she just didn't know the difference.
Yeah, so whose crimes are we talking about here?
The OG James. James Agnew.
Okay.
James O'Neill is dead. So James Agnew was charged with all of these things. I thought that was the previous charges from James O'Neill.
Okay.
So they went to go look for him, right? So they investigated that he was missing. O'Neill's brother requested a welfare check. They hadn't heard from him since 2021. It's a very long time to wait until they managed to hit him up. Huh. When authorities attempted to get...
They were cashing the welfare checks. There we go.
Very much so. When authorities attempted to get in contact with O'Neill, the Agnew's Lakewood home, a male who identified himself as James, but didn't say his last name, so all this features in.
James.
Yes, was told his family was trying to contact him. The man allegedly said, he knew they were trying to reach him, but he did not wish to have any contact with them. But when O'Neill's brother saw photos of the person authorities spoke with, he said it wasn't O'Neill. The person in question was later identified as James Agnew, who agents said appeared to be implying he was the missing man. When authorities returned to the scene, they say Agnew first denied O'Neill ever lived there.
Yeah.
Never did. Don't know what his dick looked like.
He's taking big and swings.
I've never seen his cum on my wife.
Yeah.
I've never seen him fuck my wife. I've never been on vacation with him, my wife. We never had a beautiful time in the south of France.
How do we know that they're fucking and they're not just roommates?
I think we'll get there. After the most, they didn't know where he was. They put him in the system as a missing person. So this is when they started cashing the checks. They ended up finding that they were using James O'Neill's debit card, okay, and they were following him. They built a whole case against these guys. They know that he was in there because the way they described their relationship was essentially a polycule.
All right.
They were a
thruple.
A thruple.
Yeah.
And so he was there, I guess, just providing dick, living rent-free, the dream.
Yeah.
Until you die, of course. And then they just left him there until the chihuahuas started making him a snack.
You know, I almost don't care about this.
Well, that's why,
It's mostly a financial crime.
They killed him.
Well, they were lying to the family. I think one of the big problems here, obviously, is that they lied to James O'Neill's family. Whether or not he wanted to see them or not, they were looking for him.
Yeah.
And they did not actually have expressed sentiment from James O'Neill that he didn't want to see them.
Send an email from him. What are they doing?
That's the thing, is that that happens. They're bad. I don't think these guys are good at technology.
This is very methy. This
very
whole situation.
Very methy. Yeah. Very, very methy. Yeah. They covered up his body with a deflated air mattress in the home because after the chihuahuas began chewing on him. Eight chihuahuas in the room. I'm going to say
that's a lot of chihuahuas.
That's a lot of chihuahuas.
No wonder they're stealing money.
I have two, and we're full.
That's full, yeah.
I think
you could do three.
Don't.
I think you can get a third one.
Don't you fucking say it.
Aw.
Yeah.
No. Nope. No.
You totally could pull
absolutely
the third one
not
off.
No. I will not do it. Because then I might as well have a child. At that point, I might as well have a child.
Nah. Child's still worse.
I mean, way worse.
Yeah. If a dog dies, you know.
No, I'll be devastated.
No one cares,
if my child dies,
but the cops
I'd be
don't
like,
come. If your child dies, you go to prison.
Well, yeah, but only if I did it. Or if they can prove I did it.
Or if you're, no, if they die of neglect, you go
no,
to prison.
No, child kids will die of lots of stuff.
Yeah.
They die of cancer, they get shot randomly, they blow themselves up with fucking gasoline, they get molested and dumped in a river.
You
kids
should get
a
child.
Kids die in many ways.
Yeah.
That are no fault to anybody's except for the fucking fake God.
Yeah.
This is a good story.
Yeah, so these guys, I guess... I was trying to stick up for him, but I guess that is a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you start, like, fucking with the family, if no one was looking for him...
That's different.
Take his money.
I mean, if he's just a drifter, he'd want you to have his money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've seen many cases
like this. If I die early and you can hide my body and collect money off of
it... Do it while you can.
Get it,
oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Get that fucking cash.
We've seen this happen multiple times. This is by far... Like, this is one of those running themes on Side Stories where you always have an elderly couple. They will sort of, like, have a third. When the third dies, they kind of... Like, this idea of a... We're just going to kind of act like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And move on. It's like, I understand. I also understand sometimes they say that. We're like, well, he said... You can have my social security checks. And it's like, yeah, he might have said a lot of stuff when you guys were fucking smoking crystal 2 weeks ago. And then when he died in his sleep
from
crystal meth, it might have negated the verbal contract that the meth had set in the first place. I don't know if, I think technically, because there is that.
They did get his, if they were using his debit card, then they must have gotten his PIN number.
Yeah, it's probably...
That's a level of trust.
Dude, he's a fucking... I'm just going to say, I don't think it was that complicated. I think it's 1111. Or it's his birthday.
Yeah.
That's easy.
What's yours?
I know this trick. I know this fucking trick. It's
42069. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Sucking that dick. That busy. That's what I think every time I go to the bank. Well, that's what I got. These are the stories I got, Eddie.
No, I mean, yeah, I feel like those are great stories. Good. I appreciate you you taking the extra time and doing this tonight.
Fuck you!
Hey!
It's time to listen to some letters.
Let's listen to some letters. Do we have a new riff?
I can get one, yeah. Let me pull one up.
Yeah, we might as well, except I'm going to miss the old one.
I already missed the old one.
But we need to move on to other riffs, and we'll bring it back.
Yeah, no, that one is winning.
That one's my
favorite.
I don't
know if there is a prize, but if there was a prize...
There's no prize.
It's winning.
No more prizes.
No more prizes. Did we ever send out the shirts?
I believe we did.
I didn't send anything
no,
out.
No, Madeline was working on it.
I believe
Madeline
so.
Was working on it.
If we didn't send your shirts, yell at
ping
us.
Me. Literally yeah, ping yell, me. Yell we are literally working on this.
Yeah. We've been busy lately.
But no, literally, I know Madeline had taken it upon herself to work on it.
Okay, good.
All right, so here's a fresh one from Evan Turner.
Okay. Four marks a penis and costs about $19,000.
$19,000?
It's not a child wedding.
Oh, great.
He did it with his man tits and his belly.
Whoa! All right, let's go.
That was fun.
Yeah, I like that.
That was really good. Who is that? Who that was? Evan?
That
Hunter?
Was Evan Turner.
Evan Turner.
Good.
Good work.
Yeah, I like it.
Did he send in an email or just the music?
Just the music.
I had to blow my submission.
You didn't see any ghosts or anything?
No, I got nothing. No.
bring more to the table, Evan. I need more from you. Here we go. I got rabies.
Oh, thank God. I thought you said you were going to say the other R word. I was like, this isn't the mail. We shouldn't be reading.
I got rabies. I got the rabies. It was the summer of 2011 in Southern Oregon. The jeans were skinny. The vibes were emo. I was on a walk with my boyfriend at the time, and we found a bat on the sidewalk. The poor little guy couldn't fly and was obviously sick. Don't touch the bat. That's from Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah, and you love bats.
I love bats. I tried to move it into the shade, and it bit me. I didn't think much of it. I was 15 and naive, and I thought that rabies symptoms were more immediate.
Nope.
Nope.
Take a couple months sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Up to 90 days, I believe.
A week later, I started to get sick, and my best friend's mom scared me into going to the doctor. I went to the ER, and I've never seen such genuine fear on the nurses' faces.
Yeah, because you were dying.
You were to be dead.
Your brain was cooking.
Besides feeling nauseous and stomach crampy, I felt fine. They had to call the state to get the protocol on how to deal with me. All the while, my dad and I watched a televised trial, the Casey Anthony trial. She ended up getting acquitted while I was in the ER.
Hey.
While she finagled her freedom, I ended up getting so many shots in my bitten finger that it blew up to its 4 times its normal size. I also had to keep going back to get the rabies vaccine, which made me super sick each time.
Yeah, it's like once a week or something.
Oh, yeah. My boyfriend dumped me shortly after because he thought I would give him rabies.
What an asshole.
It was not a very good summer.
That's not how it works.
What a fucking piece of shit.
What a fucking asshole.
What a weak bitch that he would do that to you.
I can't, but you really dodged 2 bullets there.
You really did.
Yeah.
Obviously, they lived or they would not have been able to email.
Yeah, no, yeah. Usually when you can tell you have rabies, you're already dead.
Yeah, so that's insane. Very
scary. Insane. Yeah.
Very scary. Also, want to say thank you to whoever sent us this molasses thing.
It says it on the thing there.
Oh, yeah. Cheers from Justin.
Cheers from Justin. I had no idea why I made this until I heard the episodes. Yes, I am from Boston. No, I did not include molasses. Now, this is the problem. This is the problem here, Justin. Is that we love
I like
this.
The jar, but I'd rather have the molasses.
We need some molasses. So if you can now send us some molasses.
Yeah, or if anyone else has molasses to put
send
in
us some, to put in this
jar.
Jug.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool, because then we can really take turns swigging out of it.
Yeah, it'll be good for our Winnie the Pooh cosplay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Go. Here's one more.
Do you know bats are the most, how you get rabies most often?
Sure.
And they say that usually when a bat bites you, you don't even know that it bit you, and sometimes it doesn't even leave a mark because their teeth are so small.
Yeah,
and that they actually like will crawl into your bed and then like slowly like flop through the sheets and like bite your leg.
That's happened many, but well, there's the vampire bat that does that. They bite your toes. They look for exposed flesh.
Yeah.
There's also, but they have like blood. But they're cute. Most of the time, if a bat's flying around you, it's not going to have rabies. It's when it's grounded and very visibly sick.
Yeah.
That's one to not fuck with a fucking bat.
Yeah, get some mittens or, you know.
Call an animal, like, handling agency.
Yeah.
Or like, call an expert.
You know, rabies is very rare.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, this person was extremely unlucky.
Well, technically, they're very lucky.
Yeah, still.
They should have bought a lottery ticket.
I guess so. I don't believe in that, though.
What's next? On their most recent last podcast stream, Henry, Marcus, and Carolina reacted to a video of what was thought to be baby's ashes inside of a doll, only to be relieved to learn that the ashes were actually those of a cat. Well, unfortunately, this is a subject I am intimately acquainted with.
Okay.
From 2010 to 2015, I was an employee at one of the largest Build-A-Bear workshops in the country. And that time, I was asked to put all manner of things inside bears, including the ashes of several animals and people. I will never really understand why people thought it was appropriate to ask teenagers in a busy mall to handle their dead loved ones' remains, but it happened enough that the company has official policy on how to handle the situation.
What is it?
It just they did not say. Either way, rest assured I can guarantee personally that there is at least one dead baby in a bear out there somewhere.
Oh, because they did that?
Yes. They're literally like talking about putting the dead child's ashes in a Build-A-Bear.
It doesn't bother me.
You know what it is?
I think it's better than an urn. You can hug a Build-A-Bear.
But then it's going to go poof.
No, it's in a bag. As long as you're not too crazy with it.
you know, if you're just giving it a little hug or
like
a nuzzle.
Like taking it on a roller coaster?
Yeah.
Well, like no. Taking it out when I'm going
throwing it across the room.
Well, yeah, sometimes you're mad at life, though.
Yeah.
You don't want to punish the child.
You don't let the dog get at it.
No. But I guess, Eddie, my main issue is
imagine that. You fucking build a bear filled with your child's ashes, and you leave the house, and your dog rips it open, and it's everywhere when you get home.
I have to kill the
imagine
dog.
That emotional, like, yeah, I'd beat what the dog you have to do. Like,
and then I have to cremate the dog and put that in a Build-A-Bear, because the only thing that has my ashes of my dead son are inside my dead dog.
And then your wife's going to tear it up, and you growl. And
I got a fucking, the cycle begins again.
Yeah.
but this is I just don't like the corporate middleman part of it.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
You don't like Build-A-Bear getting involved. You want someone to like...
Build-A-Bear.
Do it off of Etsy.
Eddie, couldn't have said it better.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Locally sourced soft urns.
Yeah.
That's
also, just make it in the glass.
It's like, I would just say, truly, this is, we're seeing this here now. Now that this has come up enough, we should talk about this with David Desmalchin.
Yeah.
A huggable urn.
A huggable urn.
Huggable urns could be one of the... I think this is huge.
Yeah.
I think that there is a gap here. There could be an entire industry just on things that you can... that are tactile, that you can hug, that you can put the loved ones of ashes in.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing.
I think that this is like... Where is this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So now we've got to do it.
I mean, at least, like, I feel like there could be stuffed animals of Yumi and Marcus
that people could
put their friends in. Because lots of people who listen to the show have died.
What I would do I would do generic animals first, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bear.
You test it out.
Whale.
Yeah.
Spider.
Yeah, spider?
I'm just saying.
No one gets a spider stuffed animal.
Who has a...
I got a turtle. I got a whale.
Yeah.
I got a dugong.
Oh, yeah, the fake manatee.
Yeah. The Australian manatee. I got one of them.
Lioness.
Yeah. Someone sent me my baby Tugs, a Care Bear, which was very nice.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah. That Care Bear.
Or a puffin.
A puffin's good. But I think a Care Bear is the perfect thing to stick your child's ashes in.
Because then you can put their face on the belly.
Yeah, and then you stare. At it.
All day.
Yeah, you Care Bear stare.
You can take it to the airport. You can
Care
take
Bear
it.
Airport.
Oh, man. You could take it anywhere.
Take
you
it to
take
the
your,
airport.
You know how many people love taking to their garbage? They always bring their, like, I find it, honestly, that's like a deeply repellent thing that I find when people bring their like, pajamas and pillows and stuffed animals onto a plane because a plane's so fucking filthy.
A pillow on an airplane?
That's disgusting. It skeeves me out.
Only, like, your pillow from home
disgusting.
On an airplane?
Disgusting.
Neck pillows are gross.
All of it's gross.
Just neck, even, I've tried the neck pillow thing, doesn't work
disgusting.
For me.
Disgusting.
Yeah, but, like, even, like, you know, I want to, if I'm going to use a pillow, I'm going to rip it out of a bag.
Yes, and then leave it there.
And then leave it, yeah, never see it again.
Throw it in the ocean.
Yeah.
That's what
I
say.
Mm-hmm. Well,
throw it in the fucking ocean. But I think that we're on to something, Eddie.
Yeah.
So live every day knowing that all you got to do is transfer your pain into something you can make money on. Then you can love your day. You can love because when you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. And I love jamming the ashes of strangers into little stuffed bears that I'm going to sell for big time money. Right.
That's
right. And I
am
going to.
Even mediocre money.
No, especially. Even for that, I'd love it. I'd have to laugh my way to the goddamn bank with all my your loved one ashes money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take that money, and guess what I'm going to do with it?
Buy people and burn them?
Yes. Oh, yes. And thank you to everybody who came out to Midsummer Scream to see our big time announcement. We are putting out a Halloween sound effects album.
I can't believe this.
It is such a cool thing yes.
that we're doing. When we interviewed David Desmalchin a while ago, we brought it up during the show and it fucking full on made it a reality.
I made it a goddamn reality. Fright Jansen's Revolting Repository of Ghastly Sounds, Volume 1 and 2. The pre-order code is going to be coming out very soon. We are selling it as an original vinyl. There's going to be a limited amount of these vinyls that are going to come out. They're going to be black and orange, and one's going to be slime green. But then there will be a digital download that will be available for purchase
as well.
How
many are we making? Like 500?
I think like 1,000.
Okay.
But
maybe cassettes too, right?
But who knows?
Down the road.
All I want is to get this batch sold, and then I will make more. But this is a...
I need at least 3.
But it's us, Soundcrafters.
Yeah.
That is a local, like a real sound mixing studio that made RoboCop, that worked in all the John Carpenter films, work on Enter the Spider-Verse.
Sound effects of all time, by the way, RoboCop.
Amazing shit. We also are working with Newbery Comics. They're the ones that are releasing the record. And because it's not going through Spotify, it's not going through any of the fucking dumb shits, it is going directly to the people who made the fucking album and the people that are putting it out. So that is also one of those things I'm loving about this.
Yeah, so you have to buy it to listen to it.
From the Newbery Comics website, you will have to purchase it. And then we have a brand new song written by a Halloween dance hit written by Ash Gordon, who has been nominated for a Tony with Isaac Hassan, and me and Marcus Parks wrote this goddamn song. It's pretty fucking sweet. So you got it. That pre-order code will be coming out in the next couple of weeks. So as soon as it comes out, we will let you know. Subscribe to our newsletter to know for sure. And also go check out our interview with Zach Kreger.
Yeah, that was amazing.
An old buddy
of ours. Go to the movie, too. Weapons fucking rocks. Go see that shit in the theater.
And we are not getting paid.
No.
I paid to see the movie.
Yeah, I didn't even get a screener. No. I literally went on my day off. And, well, I mean, that's what you do. You go to the movies on your day off.
Yes.
You know, so yeah.
But it was work, technically. Yes.
Yes. But check it out on YouTube. Watch the video. Watch the interview. It's really cool. Also, Henry and I, we're going, if you're in Kansas City, Missouri, we're doing our Side Story show on September 21st. There's still some tickets available at the Truman. It's going to be a fucking blast.
We're having so much fun in these Side Story shows.
They really are like a fucking blast, dude. I'm losing my mind with you on stage. It's really, you're incredible up there.
We're having so much fun.
Also, we're going to be October 24th. We're going to be coming back, our first repeat show. As a Side Story.
Yes, that's right.
To a place. We're coming back to the Mateel Community Center in Redway, California. It would be a completely different show than last year, except for the fact that it is us and Billy Wayne Davis. So make sure you go check that out. And then, of course, November 30th, Columbus, Ohio, at the Newport Music Hall. Henry and I are fucking doing that shit up. Come see us live on the road.
Do it. Go to patreon.com/lastpodcastleft to watch us do it. And please take a second. I want you to subscribe on all of our horse shits out there.
Yes.
We have so many things cooking. And they're cooking and they're cooking. LP and RPGs coming out.
HGX2 is fucking...
We filmed an episode of that last night. It's great.
So
go to LPN TV on YouTube and subscribe. Go to someplace underneath and subscribe. LPN Romanticy, The Foreign Report. It's free. Just click on that thing. We are providing content for free.
Yes.
For all of you dirty fucks.
Yeah, you don't have to pay us.
No. I'll take it though.
Which is crazy. You know, so the amount of shit we do for free.
We're doing a lot, but it's because, honestly, we love our goddamn audience and we want to entertain you.
Yeah.
Never
starve for attention.
I need it. I desperately need it. And I feel like at this point, that's an innocent want.
Yeah.
All I want is your laughter.
Yeah.
And your money. When you can give it to me.
Yeah.
And your barbecue.
Oh, yeah. And anyone who can prove they gave a gun to an old person gets it half price.
Yes, you absolutely, utterly. Show me a picture of the gun. Show me a picture of the gun. Show me a picture of the old person. If you could, take a picture with them being like, I just gave grandma. She's, grandma's packing. That'd be great. All right, hail Satan, everyone.
Hail you, buddy.
You're
the best. Thanks for killing me last week.
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Now you're back.